Welcome to the place where dreams are nurtured, then crushed like grapes. The Grapes of Destiny. In today's episode, Destiny says goodbye to an old friend and hello to an old enemy.
Huh. I can't believe Henry's really dead.
I don't think they would have put him in the casket if he wasn't really dead, mi madre.
No, Lorenzo, I meant
I could go up there and poke him if you want to be sure.
No, thank you, Lorenzo.
Okay.
Dear, sweet, simple Lorenzo.
Is this funeral ever going to be over? I have a spray tan appointment.
Betsy, have some respect. Your mother's best friend is dead.
Finally.
Excuse me?
I just meant Henry was old. You know, so old and frail, you'd think he'd have died a long time ago. Like when he fell down those stairs, or when that piano got dropped on his head, or the time he tripped and landed face first into a pillow.
Poor thing. Henry had so many accidents whenever you visited him.
And now, a word from Henry's longtime business partner, Destiny Kensington Smith Fortensky Carrington Colby. Wow, that's a lot of names.
One for every husband. Now give me the microphone. Dear friends, I'd like to tell you a story. Years ago when I founded my winery, people said to me, Destiny, sure, you're a former international supermodel and fashion icon with 17 Vogue covers and your own signature fragrance. But what do you know about making wine? And I said to them, it was 19 Vogue covers, thank you. And all you need to know in order to succeed in this world is how to work hard and look fabulous. Well, it turns out you actually need to know a lot more to make wine. There's special equipment and land use restrictions and all these government regulations. Well, that's where Henry came in. And for a 25% stake in the company and an autographed photo of yours truly, he helped make the Grapes of Destiny the empire it is today. So thank you, Henry. Thank you for advice, your friendship, and your money.
That was something. And now mourners are invited to view the deceased.
You know, we could just view him fine from our seats. Ugh, this is so gross.
It's called paying your respects, Bitsy. Lorenzo, I said don't poke the corpse.
But there is something under his arm. See?
Oh, how sweet. He wanted to be buried with the autographed picture I gave him all those years ago.
No. It's a picture of some lady's feet.
Just put it back, dear.
You guys, can we focus on what's really important here? Like what's going to happen to his shares in the company?
Well, he didn't have any family, so I suppose they'll revert back to me.
Unless, of course, he sold them just before he died.
Who said that?
Me, the guy standing right behind you.
No!
Hello, Destiny. So good to see you again. I'm being sarcastic, by the way.
Hey! It's the funny man from the commercials.
That's right, my young friend. I'm Smiling Joe, proud purveyor of Smiling Joe's. Wine in a can, available at a gas station near you.
You bought Henry's shares in the Grapes of Destiny?
Yep, the very day he died. Pretty good timing, am I right?
You mean pretty suspicious timing.
Unbelievable. You couldn't have me, so you want my company.
Don't flatter yourself there, Destiny. I got over you a long time ago. All I care about is making fine wine, then putting that fine wine into cans, and putting those cans into boxes, and shipping those boxes to stores so people can buy my cans and put them into cup holders and koozies, and maybe those hats with the funny straws attached. That's what I care about now. Hats with straws.
Oh, that sounds so cool! Can I get one of those?
Excuse me, is there a problem? The line to see the body is out to the parking lot.
It's all right. I was just leaving. Destiny, I'll see you tomorrow at the board meeting for our company.
I'd rather die.
Okay, Destiny, but if you did, who would get your shares? Me, right? I'm just asking.
Oh, children, come with me. We're not taking this lying down.
Where are we going?
Home. I need to lie down.
Will Destiny lie down, or will she pace back and forth? Is Smiling Joe really over her? Will Lorenzo ever get his hat? What will happen at the next board meeting? For the answers to these and other questions, tune in next time to The Grapes of Destiny.